likely to vote down a change in the D.C. crime law. It is primarily opposed by Republicans who say it goes soft on crime and threatens to worsen D.C.'s image as a high-crime city. Though President Biden opposes the resolution, he is expected to sign it because to veto it would complicate his re-election efforts. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says Mexico should be put on notice, adding he would tell Mexican officials, if you don't clean up your act, we're going to clean it up for you. He says he's ready to introduce legislation that would designate certain Mexican drug cartels as foreign terrorist organizations. He also says that something else would be to set the stage to use U.S. military forces if necessary. This is SRN News.
We're entering a time of increasing hostility against people of faith. A time when Christians are going to be tested on a moral and physical and financial basis, unlike any other time in our lifetime. I'm Lance Wallnau, Christian author, evangelical leader, here to remind you that you have to take action to protect and steward what God has given you. For example, record high inflation is going to continue to eat away at the dollar, and the savings of your retirement account is in danger. Fortunately, God does provide a way. To protect your retirement, I recommend diversifying your 401k or IRA out of paper and into physical gold. And the best way to do that is with a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. Now, to see how it works, just text the word FAITH to 989898. That'll give you access to a free info kit on gold IRAs. There are no strings attached, so text FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898 right now, and I pray your family is blessed with peace of mind because you took action.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding is what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The pollen count is still incredibly high for the next couple of days, but the temperatures are down just a bit today and tomorrow. We'll be in the lower 70s today, mostly cloudy, mild tonight, overnight low 57. Tomorrow, high in the upper 60s, risk of scattered showers and maybe a couple of thunderstorms by Thursday afternoon, Thursday night, first half of the day on Friday. Friday's high 74, then a little cooler on Saturday with a high near 70 and a good bit of sunshine. The risk of rain returns on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At ASE Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 4.75%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
Alabama News Network, I'm Savannah Saab. Montgomery police have made an arrest connected to a shooting that happened late Monday night between Walmart and Interstate 85. 32-year-old Reginald Neal had a fatal gunshot wound. Last night, police announced the arrest of 26-year-old Denario Harris of Montgomery. Two students at Stanhope Elmore High School in Millbrook have committed suicide in the past 2 weeks. Elmore County school leaders haven't released any other details, but they want the community to know there are resources there to help. CareStar, which used to be called the Montgomery Area Mental Health Authority, is providing therapy sessions for students. And Governor Ivey made proposals to lawmakers last night in her State of the State address. She has called them into special session to talk about how to invest the federal money. One of her own ideas is giving some of it back to taxpayers. And today she'll sign an executive order to cut red tape faced by small businesses. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Savannah Saab.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
LG Tint and Graphics is known for tinting vehicles, but did you know they tint houses and offices as well? If you want to protect your floors, paint, furniture, or simply want to be cool, call them for a free estimate. 334-365-2665. LG Tint and Graphics in Prattville.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Montgomery's conversational radio show. It's news and views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
Joey Clark. Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views. I'm trying to survive the pollen storm out there. High pollen count, folks.
But, you taking anything? Any allergies?
Actually, I went and...
You sound a little better.
No, they now put it all behind the pharmacy.
Well, yeah.
If you want, like, Allegra, what are people making meth
Hello,
or something?
Welcome to Methville.
Really?
Yeah, dude.
How do you do that?
I don't know how, but apparently that's the case. I know if you buy too many of those in 1 week, they start looking at you funny, making you
Yeah, to sign a thing. Yeah. And it's like, you will not be making meth with this. Oh, yeah,
and
sure.
And meanwhile, you're like, I'm just trying to breathe. If right. you just give me the stuff so I can breathe.
Right. Why are all these people buying all this? Anyway, we have, I think, our longest term sponsor here for News and Views.
Yes.
Here in the studio. Kim Williams of Alabama Home Mortgages is here in the studio. Hey, Kim.
What an honor. What an honor for y'all. Yeah. Congratulations.
For us, for sure. Yeah.
No, it's an honor. You're sticking with us.
Glad we could negotiate.
No, you're a key part of... I can't do this show without saying Alabama Home Mortgage.
That's right. You sure can't.
Right.
Literally, contractually.
You got that right.
Oh, my goodness. And it's been a while since we've seen each other, too.
It has. It has. It's been a while. But, hey, I'm still involved from afar.
Oh, you're still doing real well.
Absolutely.
I listen to you every day.
Yeah, how is business?
Like everything else.
Mm.
I mean, it's steady.
Yeah.
You know, it's steady. It's not the volume that we experienced, you know, year before last.
Right,
boy, time flies. But that's not such a bad thing, right?
No, not at all.
Because we all need time with our families.
We can breathe again.
And when you're working, you know, all day long.
Yep.
Right.
On the weekend. I mean, so, but you know, if the need arises, we're there.
Oh, I know right. You guys are. I got first-time home buyers I'm working with Madeline on right now.
That's great.
And they are actually repeat customers. You helped their father, Wayne. So when we talked about mortgage, there was no choice. There was no option. It's like, you're calling Kim, you're calling her today.
Well, that's the way we want it, right?
That's right. That's the way I love it.
We take care of every customer and their, you know, unique needs.
Mm-hmm.
And treat them like family.
That's right.
Because, you know, how I am. And I'm a hugger. And
we bring this up often, but it's good to bring up. You actually had one fella bring you flowers? It was after the close, after he was in his home.
Yes.
He brought by flowers.
Yes. And the delivery person, yeah, they went to the wrong, yeah. But they found us. And, sent us flowers. They send us goodies all the time. It's so sweet.
Yeah.
Well, and last time when Madeline's here, she's saying y'all are doing a lot of refinances right now.
We are. That's a good point. I was going to... Refinances have surged, okay?
Yeah.
And I was looking at a loan earlier this morning. Let me give you an idea. This couple purchased their home in August of last year, August of 2022.
Okay.
For they financed $340,000. Looking at refinance, then that's at 7.5%.
Okay.
Today, looking at refinancing $338,000 at 6.49.
Oh, wow.
Okay. That lowers their payment $201 a month.
Yep.
Wow.
Plus, they skip a payment, maybe two, depending on whether, you know. So it takes it from like $2,396 to $2,021, but so there's opportunity in refinances and the rates have gone down since August of last year.
Do you think people would be like surprised? They might have in their mind, I'm not up for something like that. It would be worth calling you or sitting down with you,
or giving us a call. Yeah, and we can give you the numbers over the phone. Absolutely. Saving money. I mean, think about the long-term savings of someone that hadn't even been in their mortgage a year.
Right.
And they
can already save that.
That's right.
That's pretty good.
Man.
That is pretty good.
There's been, you know, and if it works out in your favor, why not? I mean, don't come out of pocket. You don't have to, you know.
Well, here's a scenario I have someone calling you about, I believe, next week. They've got credit card debt.
Mm-hmm.
They got a little bit of school debt, but they have a ton of equity in their home. But these credit cards, interest rate are killing them.
Right. Why are they not paying that off with their equity?
That's what they're fixing to do.
They've got to.
And the reason they haven't before, and I hate to say this, we weren't taught any of this. You know, if you just had a regular Joe Schmo education like I did, you were happy you got a home loan. You never knew there was a system there and people like yourself to help you, you know, make that a shorter term, get a better interest rate.
That's right.
Luckily, we got people like you in this world.
Yeah, well, credit card debt is at an all-time high.
Yeah.
I think we talked about that last time, but Americans have more on their credit cards than ever before.
Yep.
And the rates continue to go up because, unlike, you know, a fixed rate mortgage, your rate is fixed for the life of it, right? Never to go up. But a credit card doesn't work that way.
Nope.
And we're seeing it. I mean, they're going up. And the payments, I mean, that you're making, or just paying the interest.
That's just it. If you ever look at your credit card statement and you keep paying that minimum payment, you'll notice that your balance doesn't really go down.
Right. So it only makes sense from a, you know, from a budgeting or financial standpoint to pay all that high rate debt off, put it under the umbrella of one low, you know, lower monthly payment. You're going to save money.
Yeah.
And then just try to use those, well, it'll free up cash. So maybe, you know, now you'll be in a position where you can go pay cash for what you need and not put it on a credit card.
That's very true, because I think that's where a lot of people, it's so easy to just pull out your credit card and go, trick yourself. I'll pay it off at the end of the month. And you don't. You make that minimum payment.
Right. That's right. Because something else comes up. That's right.
Yep.
But that's what we're here for. I mean, not just, you know, if you're looking to take the leap from renting to purchasing a home, whether you're refinancing, all of your financial needs. That's what we're here for. We can run the numbers. We know all the options, and we'll take a look at your unique situation and provide you, you know, how much you'll save. And we'll take, you know, you give us the go-ahead, and we'll take it from there, right?
Yeah.
Every step of the way.
Well, and one of my favorite things that you guys do is you convert renters into homeowners.
There you go. Well, and it's, I think it's, you know, it's your business, but I personally think your greatest selling point is folks actually can get to know y'all. You're giving that personal advice. You can't get that from a 1-800 number or a lot of other companies. It's really, y'all are the local. You are, well, nobody's like you.
We take pride. We take it personally.
What do we say? There is a difference in mortgage companies?
Okay, yeah, there is a difference in mortgage companies.
Yeah. Oh. Man, you made me put out a Ric Flair there, what that is.
I know, I'm telling you. But, you know, renting can be a convenient option for many people. But have they ever considered the long-term benefits of owning your own home? You know, with our mortgage options, making the leap from, like I said, renting to owning has never been easier. I mean, so when you rent, you're essentially paying someone else's mortgage.
And you remember we had a conversation probably 2 years ago.
Yes.
And you're like, Joey, you don't have any credit. And here's some things you can do. Well, we're now 2 years later. I've done a lot of things. And I was just talking to him the other night that I'm very much planning that. And,
really?
Yeah, looking
we're making
at
progress. I feel like you're getting a little bit closer to me.
It's only taken me 3 years to get him to look at buying a house. But, hey, we're working it. You've had those leads before, Kim, that are just slow.
Yeah, you know, and that's the beauty. You know, you just said you refer to it. We had a customer call yesterday that I'd done the loan, you know, done their purchase for like 4 years ago. I mean, they don't forget. I love it.
Yeah.
And then at the same time, she turns around and answers the phone for a pre-approval letter, okay, that we provided. Active military,
mm-hmm.
2 years ago. 2 years ago, you know. And I said, that's the beauty. You don't know. They called back and said, hey, I finally found it. And it took them 2 years to find this out.
It happens. It sounds crazy, right. But
because
this happens.
Because we build relationships. Yeah. We genuinely care.
Yep.
Okay? Right. But, again, y'all are doing a great job.
Thank you.
I wanted to be on the first show.
I'm so glad you did.
In our new and improved time slot.
Thank you, Kim.
And thank y'all so much. So, if you're in the market to buy your next home or your first home or refinance your current home, pick up the phone and give us a call right now. No need to wait. Put off till tomorrow what you can do today. That's Alabama Home Mortgage, because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. I don't want to blow your ears off.
You got me all off guard now. Like, I don't know which way it's going
to
come at me.
Into it. I was ready for it.
grab your writing instrument, whether it be a pencil or a pen or your finger on your cell phone, and type in this number or write this number, 334-567-4223. That's the only number you need to refer to when you're talking about or thinking about a mortgage. That's Alabama Home Mortgage.
Don't forget about myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender?
Yeah, that's we are. And they can go online, right?
Yeah, myalabamahomemortgage.com.
Yep. Yeah. Very good. Thank you. Thank you, gentlemen.
Hey, thank you.
Great
good seeing you,
Kim. And longest running sponsor, folks. And I love it.
I plan on being, y'all are going to have to get a parking spot out there, you know, that's going to be for me to pull. No.
Whatever you need.
No, when I get old, you know, I mean, it's going to have to be like handicapped, you know, a little ramp. But it's going to be my spot.
It'll be your spot. Yeah.
We'll get a plaque and everything.
I don't plan on going anywhere.
Yeah. I'll always be open for you. Always.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
More news and views when we come back.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And winkle troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
Actor portrayal.
Hi, I'm Diane, and my husband Jack has low testosterone.
I'm Jack. I knew something was wrong when I went from feeling energetic and youthful to tired all the time, not sleeping well. Putting on belly fat, and my sex drive was really low, too.
The fun, active Heartland lifestyle we always enjoyed was disappearing. Then our sex life declined, and eventually we just stopped.
I had to do something. So Diane and I went to see the sexual health specialists at Montgomery Men's Health. We learned that nearly half of men over 50 suffer from ED and low testosterone.
It was refreshing to hear that one size doesn't fit all. They have a variety of therapies, depending on age, medical condition, and lifestyle. The treatments did wonders for Jack. He's back to the man I fell in love with.
Your first visit to Montgomery Men's Health is only $99. They have multiple treatment options for low T and ED. Book your appointment today. Call 334-440-3663 or book online at montgomerymenshealth.com.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views. This does, we were talking off air, this does feel weird. Like, it feels like it's 10 o'clock right now.
Yeah. It does.
Because it's the same faces. Eddie's here. Brian Dawson is here. And but I'm enjoying it. I'm not a morning person, actually. I think I've told you that.
Yes.
I am not a morning person.
It comes with
person.
Age.
Are you a morning person? Or are you going to do better in midday?
No, I'm really like a midday person. My favorite shift in the world I worked was 3 to 11, 3 p.m. to 11, because we didn't have to come home right away. Okay. You didn't have to get up right away.
Did
in the morning,
he just self-censor there a little bit?
A little bit. Yeah. You know, the
getting better.
In Mexico, they have siestas.
Yeah. Yes.
About 2 p.m., you know, so apparently I'm Mexican.
Is that right?
It's about 2 o'clock every day. I freaking hit a wall.
Now, do you do like a long nap or is it more
20 minutes.
Churchillian.
Yeah. 20, yeah. Yeah. Without the Johnny Walker Red. But yes, Churchillian. Right.
Do you know where Churchill learned that habit from?
Mm-mm.
It was his idol, and his idol was Napoleon.
Interesting.
Napoleon would sleep on the battlefield. Like, yeah. 15, 20 minutes, cannons going off and stuff.
You can't underestimate, you know, what a power nap can actually do to your productivity. Mm-hmm. Because I've tried to fight through it, and I'm like, yeah. No, napping.
You'll
you know,
fight it for 30 yeah, minutes. Just
well,
take the
I'll
20 minutes.
I'll fight it for
nap.
4 or 5 hours
yeah.
of just dragging. And so now I just, you know, I don't go full Churchillian where I get down in my skibbies.
Anyway, folks, here's a 20-minute clip of K.I.V. last night. We're going to take a nap real quick. We'll leave it on in the background. Yeah. It'll put us right to sleep. My goodness.
Well, when I worked with out at Hyundai, the Koreans, they were known. They would take a nap at their desk. It was part of it. But also, they were there until the boss went home.
Yeah.
And their boss, if he wanted to pull a 24-hour, they were there 24 hours. Yeah.
See, and then when I first started hearing about this, you know, other than a siesta
yeah.
in Mexican culture and Hispanic culture, was from Google and those guys. And so when I started feeling like I needed to take a nap, I was worried I was gay. But turns out that's not the case.
Turns out, are you sure?
I'm Mexican.
Right. You're going with the Mexican.
Yeah, I'm Mexican.
272-9228. I told you it's going to be the same show, folks. Same exact show. I'm looking what to turn to next because the news is eaten up with, and I hate to do it because I don't like playing other people's like show clips.
Okay. Yeah. Well, but, how about SPLC and Matt Gaetz? He just came out about an hour ago, and he wants to He wants to investigate the FBI, and they're depending on the SPLC all the time.
I love that.
Right, and we
that
also
shiny bastards.
Right,
on
we
to
learned
something.
That the SPLC had their lawyer. One of their lawyers was arrested and charged with domestic terrorism over in Atlanta.
Right.
And if they're supposed to be a neutral organization, they sure did sound very anti-cop in their reply or their response to their attorney getting arrested.
By the way, how much do you think is a bond on domestic terrorism charges?
Apparently, it's only $5,000.
$5,000.
You know,
what, well, really?
I got a self-censor here. Yeah, but I can't believe how low that is.
I've had $135,000 worth of bonds I bonded out on, and none of them were domestic terrorism.
By the way, folks, I love when I get to watch Brian tell people for the first time who don't know him his entire story. But yeah, this guy who is a staff attorney for the SPLC, he kind of looks like an old school anarchist, but he claims he was just a legal observer on the ground as, you know, Molotov cocktails are being thrown.
I'm going to start using that, too, when I get busted for doing something stupid. Right. Yeah, just I'm just observing.
Right.
Just observing. News and views.
But he's out on $5,000 bail. That is skinny right there. And, you know, we were talking yesterday. The SPLC seems to hate cops so much that they work with the FBI.
Yes.
Right.
That's what I'm
there's
kinda,
something
what's
just
going on there.
Not right there. It's like all these folks that are supposed to be against each other. Like, I've met some leftists. Some I get along with. I've read the same books.
Yeah.
Where it's like they really don't like big government. They don't like big corporations. They don't like heavy-handed policing, all this stuff. Okay, you generally believe that? I might disagree here or there, but cool. We can talk. We can understand each other on issues. Seems like a lot of the Antifa types are like the shock troops, as they claim to be raging against the system. They're actually the shock troops of the system, of the corporate press, of the powers that be, like the FBI or plenty of elected officials.
Just anarchism. It's, and most of them, honestly, when I see them, they look very soft. They need to be tested just a little bit.
Yeah. No, and that's one of my favorite clips to just, like, if I'm ever in a bad mood, I pull up the Proud Boys versus the Antifa and just watch them get the freaking crap just stomped out of them.
And I just, like, I don't want it to go there because I said it yesterday. Like, if I was an evil genius and I wanted to become, like, dictator.
Oh,
like
the evil part. You don't worry about the genius. You ain't got nothing to worry
I'm
about.
I'm working
there.
On a big boy. You just watch.
I'm watching.
You just watch. I like it, that your attitude's improving as the day goes on, though.
My hunger pains are going away.
But we mentioned him earlier. It's essentially what Napoleon did. He was a Jacobin initially. Like, tear down everything. And then he ends up being the emperor. And I think there's some of that game is going on. They're using these sort of idealists in some cases or lost souls in other cases, some devils. And they're kind of using these folks to reset a system.
No, and that's what, I mean, that's literally what's at the heart of Bolshevism. It's the heart of all French Revolution. It's the heart of communism. It's institutions are bad, so let's tear them down. Quick pause. Okay, now build the institutions we want that we're over.
Yeah,
right. So it's not that institutions are bad. It's that theirs are, and we need to tear theirs down so that we can build ours. But they don't tell you that up front. They're all about some institutions and some authority as long as it's in their hands.
See, I'm more in the mood of, like, let's pick just a few institutions to keep.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, government agencies and whatnot. There are other institutions that I think are as organic as the sun hitting the earth here, and those just need to be restored. So family is an institution.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For instance, your church, your small business. Like, there are plenty of institutions you need to keep. But when you look at the government, it's more like, which ones do we keep? And then the rest we just get rid of.
Yeah, I think the majority of them we could get rid of, to be quite honest.
And that's where I find a common cause sometimes with populist leftists is, like, we do need a bit of a restructuring, restoration of the current system, especially the bureaucracy.
Yeah.
And but I got on this because ABC and CBS downplayed Antifa terror as just, like, foolishness. Like, youthful zealotry.
Yeah. No.
Really?
And then January 6th.
Right.
doesn't add up.
I don't know. You see the videos?
Been crazy. Oh my gosh.
Oh, and that's what I meant. I didn't want to play a bunch of clips, but Tucker Carlson, he's like the eye of Sauron is turned on him.
Yeah.
Like, and everybody, and like the bureaucracy, elected officials, every other news organization, including I think a bunch of people at Fox, they're like, "How dare you, Tucker? How dare you?"
I had Barry Moore on my podcast yesterday. It should publish. I think it may be already published today or whatever. But he came on and I told him, I said, you're the one that got by the goalie. Like, you're not supposed to be there.
Right.
And then we talked about Tucker Carlson. I said, both you and Tucker, I asked myself, how the heck did you get there? Because you're not supposed to be there doing what you're doing.
Right.
And that's Tucker. It's like Joe Rogan. Like, Spotify can't get rid of him. Fox News can't get rid of Tucker.
Right.
Right. Tucker would probably actually do better if he left.
If he went somewhere else, yeah.
I think Rogan and Tucker have a similar experience. They were of the system. Like, I know Tucker admits this. Yeah. Like, he very privileged life, worked in news media all his life, like, had family in journalism going back generations. And he finally hit a point in his life where he had enough money. His kids are grown. Like, I don't give a damn anymore about what people think about what I'm going to say. Okay. I'm just going to say how I see it. And it's very refreshing because I do not watch Fox. I'll check out a Tucker opening on YouTube every once in a while.
Hold on. You don't watch Fox?
Mm-mm.
What's that chick you watch every day at about 11 o'clock that comes on our TV?
We don't get to do that anymore.
Right. I got a feeling you'll still catch your clips.
No.
So don't say you don't watch Fox.
No, it was more of a passive
thing. Because you watch it like a clockwork.
No, when she's on, when Miss Campagna's on there. Yeah. Like, I don't
Foxy be... Ladies, yes. Fox
yes.
News,
no. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, let's go to... Bob, I was about to go to you. Let's go to David. Hey, David.
Yeah, the only one better looking than her, the Fox Business babes. you ever notice that there, at least on TV, there aren't any ugly women working on Wall Street?
That's a good point, actually.
Yeah, I wonder why the cameras don't pick them up.
Yeah, filter them out.
Right.
Hey, and here's another irony. Why is it that a federal agent can murder an unarmed woman in the Capitol and nothing happened to him, but if a cop shoots down someone that's shooting at them in the back, he's charged with murder?
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
when's the last time a federal agent was charged with a crime?
Hmm.
Not at Ruby Ridge.
Right.
Right.
Not at Ruby Ridge. Yeah.
Well, and some of this, too, with the Capitol attack, and we'll play a Mean Kareem Jean clip here in a second. It's when you hit people in the symbol, so to speak, they tend to get a little feisty over it. Even if you don't actually, like, you know, destroy something, they're like, how dare you? This on our symbolic day where we defeated Trump. This happens. It's worse than 9/11. It's worse than Pearl Harbor. It's the worst attack on our country since the Civil War. Fort Sumter.
Yeah.
And it's like... What are y'all talking about? It's number one, in terms of violence and death, it's none of those things, thank God. I don't think anybody in their right mind wants that. But yeah, there is a double standard. Certain things mean a lot more symbolically to people, so if you mess with it, they will jettison their principles pretty damn quick.
Yeah.
Yeah, just ask that Capitol Police lieutenant who wore the MAGA hat.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was a fascinating interview.
Yeah.
That was eye-opening. That should tell you everything you need to know about what happened on January 6th.
Yeah, he was a cop for 22 years.
22 years. Lost his job, lost his pension, and then the woman who was above him.
Yeah, the one that did nothing.
Promoted.
Yep.
And then gets sent to Cal Berkeley, you know, and praised for her work on January 6th.
Right. Yeah, meanwhile, this guy's moving furniture for a living now.
Exactly.
They robbed him of his pension and everything.
Mm. Yep. Have a good one.
Thanks, right. David.
Did you see those videos of, before the crowd was rowdy, it was just peace, like, quite literally, not CNN, mostly peaceful protest.
Right.
But quite literally a peaceful protest. And they just started firing tear gas grenades into the crowd, and it was like hitting people in the face.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there were definitely some people there ready to start something that day.
And they happened to be cops.
Right. Well, and there's a lot of, like, the fact that they won't answer. How many undercovers were there? How many informants were there?
And the fact that they're treating Ray Epps like he was a hero.
Right. Yeah.
When everyone saw what he was doing. So that tells me, I mean, that just shows me all I need
Ed
to see.
The Fed.
Right. I know a Fed when I see one.
And why do you keep advocating violence?
Sometimes, Joey.
No, don't say it.
Just say
don't
it.
Don't say it.
blood has to be shed.
Don't say that sort of crap, because...
I cut my finger this morning.
Just quote Thomas Jefferson when you say it.
Yeah. I cut my finger this morning, right? It was a dumb thing the way I did it, but blood had to be shed to teach me not to do that again.
How'd you cut your finger?
I was using a flathead screwdriver, rigging something up. Real redneck style.
Real tight.
Wait, did you like hit a notch in wood or something?
And I put too much pressure. Screwdriver slipped, stabbed me in the finger.
You know Andrew, former roommate of mine?
Yeah.
Met him. I was out on a New Year's Eve. Just this story made me think of your screwdriver mishap. We're out in a New Year's Eve, and there might have been a little drinking going on. We were like 22. We're definitely over 21. And we're at some bar, and it's a bar where a lot of people had, like, written or etched into one of these booth tables.
Oh, yeah.
And they allow it. So he's got his pocket knife out, and he's sitting there, like, carving his name, and he hit a notch. The knife jumps right into his thigh. Like, and it's in there. To where it was like a situation where he found me and goes, dude, could you help? I'm like, what's wrong? What's wrong, man?
It wasn't as simple as a shark. He had an actual knife in his leg.
A lot of blood. And he's never messed with pocket knife since.
Really?
Yeah.
Lesson learned.
So maybe you have a point. Yeah. But I still think you're CIA.
Yeah.
272-9228.
They didn't teach me a nice, normal way to handle a knife without cutting yourself. Missed that class.
No, but it's interesting how many people are waking up to, what's going on with this sort of oligarchy, for to use a fancy word, this cabal between media, universities, the bureaucracy, and elected officials. What? And right now, it could be Republican or Democrat.
Yeah.
I mean, for instance, this came out yesterday, Mitch McConnell talking about Tucker Carlson.
This footage. Was it a mistake by Speaker McCarthy to give access to Tucker Carlson on this security footage?
My concern is how it was depicted, which is a different issue. Clearly, the chief of the Capitol Police, in my view, correctly describes what most of us witnessed firsthand on January 6th. So that's my reaction to it. It was a mistake, in my view, for Fox News to depict this in a way that's completely at variance with what our chief law enforcement official here at the Capitol thinks.
Hey, Mitch, we don't believe you.
Yeah.
We really just don't believe you anymore. When I first saw that last night, I might have been even more heated. But you don't have a monopoly on the truth. Especially when y'all claim there's all this misinformation, disinformation, it's the Russians or it's Fox News. No, the biggest, if you want disinformation to go away, abolish the government.
Yep.
And get that man out of a job.
And think about it, the videos that are coming out are just raw footage.
Right.
Right. Right.
The videos we were seeing before were fully produced by a Hollywood cinematic producer.
Literally.
Literally.
Yeah.
Right, to make it look like something it wasn't. And so I've been, ever since James O'Keefe got booted, I've been just gobbling up all his stuff and reading his stuff. And I've always been a big fan, but for whatever reason, that really put it on my radar. And I'm reading American Muckraker and kind of listening
book.
To his view on, you know, he calls it cinema verite, which is, you know, the truth that you can see through the lens. Pretty hard to deny when it's just raw footage.
Right, exactly. But there will be folks, and they're doing it right now. Don't believe your own lying eyes.
Yeah.
And some folks just buy it. For the break, let's go to this Robbie's girl. Hello, Robbie's girl.
Hey, it's Obby's girl.
Obby's girl. My bad. Eddie.
Where do you go, Eddie?
Yeah,
I've told you, stop the Q-tip.
It's got a heel, though. It's still got a heel.
It always goes all the way through. So that's
right.
It's his ears. It goes from left ear to the right ear.
It's amazing.
Happens sometimes.
Well, I tell you, I have a new conspiracy theory for you.
Okay.
Okay, you mentioned that the FBI is looking pretty close with the FPLC.
They are.
And the anti-cop movement. Well, you know, some years ago, it was brought up that they want to nationalize the police force. And if they get rid of all the police forces in the country, then they can, and things get violent enough and bad enough, and we're screaming for law and order, they'll say, oh, we can fix that. We will nationalize the police force and have a federal police force to take care of you.
before you even went into it, as soon as you said, kind of, you teed it up and you said, you know, the SPLC, the feds, and anti-cop, and like, as soon as you, I immediately saw exactly where you were going, and you nailed it. And I think you're dead on the money, because that's what they want. Local anything is the enemy to global and, you know, national, federal everything.
Right.
So the more local we are, right, which is why 1819 News, which is why Blue Water Broadcasting, the more local we can be, the more we self-govern, the more of a threat we are to globalist, federal agendas. But yeah, there's nothing they would love more than, for the same way, you know, the chief of police or a mayor or a sheriff at a county level, the president would be, you know, over the law enforcement. Biden would love to have the only, you know, the only respected or recognized police force in the country, as Joe Biden is at the head of it.
Well, and that's why a lot of people say back to blue, but I prefer the phrase support your local sheriff, because it really is on a legal level, and they're elected, and they're kind of the high official of the county. So
yeah.
That's the sort of thing we got to look out for. And great, it's not a conspiracy. I think it's just a fact, not a theory. It's just fact.
Well, and our real last line of defense are the sheriff offices that you mentioned, Joey, because there's been a study that came out recently, and it was like 30-something states had sheriffs in it that have openly said, we will not enforce any laws that are against the Second Amendment. And they're the only ones that are out there fighting right now.
Right.
Well, anyway, it was good talking to you guys.
Yeah, good to have you on.
I'm liking the fact that you're on at noon now. I think it's great.
Yeah, it's still a little weird, but I think I'm going to really like it here.
Okay. Have a good one.
You too.
272-9228. This part of the program, speaking of local, brought to you by New Look Decorating Center. And when you talk about supporting local, they're a 40-year local business, a 40-year institution here in Montgomery. And when you buy that high-quality Benjamin Moore paint or stain supply there from New Look Decorating, you're supporting the Alabama economy. Benjamin Moore's largest plant is right there in Pell City, Alabama. And here's the deal. If you've got a, you know, do-it-yourself project, just stop by. Brett Lanham, the manager, Jordan Katie, the paint specialist, or even Brian Carr, the owner, they can help you with some tips and tricks, help you pick out what supply you need, how you actually apply that supply, well, in an effective manner, so you don't have to do it multiple times. But let's say you've got a big job, like you're repainting the whole exterior of your home. You know you're going to contract it out. Before you pick a painter, why don't you go by New Look Decorating Center and ask them, hey, you got any painters in mind? Or if you do have a painter in mind, you need to ask them. First question, do you buy your paint at New Look? So check them out today. You can always call at 271-0007, but I really encourage you to stop by that showroom, 6237 Atlanta Highway, right where Bell Road dead ends to Atlanta Highway. You'll see it there in all its glory. Benjamin Moore's New Look Decorating Center. And be sure to tell them you heard about them here on News and Views from noon till 3. Breaking the habit. I haven't done it yet. Breaking the habit.
It's coming.
We'll be right back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm talking with a famous broadcaster.
Hey man, what's happening?
Now, I understand you radio people move a lot. Is that correct?
Yeah, sometimes.
Well, how does this affect your taking care of your retirement money?
Oh man, I don't give that a second thought, because my buddy David Ernest, he's my money man.
Your money man?
With the money plan.
I see.
So no matter where I go up and down the dial, David has my back, you know?
I'll bet you know some phone numbers our listeners could call to talk with David Ernest.
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
And he has a website at retirewithernest.com.
Hey, you're on top of it today, man.
I also understand that you hold some sort of a record in broadcasting.
Yes. I was the first person to put together a show show with myself, a duck, a chicken, and a goose. But it didn't last long. We got taken off the air.
Why were you taken off the air?
Too much foul language, man.
Oh, my.
So I wasn't crazy about that one myself.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Truckers, if you are looking for green grass, contact Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. In business since 1959 and still growing. Call today, 855-777-9785.
Hi, everybody. The pollen count is still incredibly high for the next couple of days, but the temperatures are down just a bit today and tomorrow. We'll be in the lower 70s today, mostly cloudy, mild tonight, overnight low 57. Tomorrow, high in the upper 60s, risk of scattered showers and maybe a couple of thunderstorms by Thursday afternoon, Thursday night, first half of the day on Friday. Friday's high 74, then a little cooler on Saturday with a high near 70 and a good bit of sunshine. The risk of rain returns on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Here comes Sun, Sun CDJR of Montgomery. Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is now Sun CDJR. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sun CDJR. Family owned, family driven.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Severely downplaying the events of that day. He said the mob was orderly and meek and that they were tourists instead of insurrectionists. What's your response to Carlson and to Speaker Kevin McCarthy, who granted him access to that video?
Anybody who watched that video would strongly disagree. Anybody who watched that video with their own eyes in a real way and saw what happened on that day would disagree with what was just stated. The president has been very clear. January 6th was the worst attack on our democracy since the Civil War, and we should be focused on making sure that never happens again. And so we are certainly, we agree. I know Minority Leader and Senator Schumer have already said this and would hope that keeping the Capitol and Congress safe and secure remains congressional leaders' number one goal, and that should be our focus, and that should be what should be considered here. Again, it was one of the darkest days of our democracy, and all you have to do is watch those videos.
Shut up, silly woman!
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. See, I just did it. It's not 9 to noon. That's dead. It's noon to 3 now. But when you do that for 3 years straight, it's hard to break that.
It's like when you're in January and you're writing the previous year and over on checks and paperwork.
Happy to March.
It gets built in there. And that, like, how many people, like, I'm sure there are plenty of conservatives and moderate people who saw what happened on January 6th. I would say I was one of them. I don't like seeing buildings destroyed. Like, I didn't have a great feeling about that day. I didn't think it was a good thing. I believe the next day I came and said, when Trump sends his QAnon supporters, he's not sending his best. And it's a big loss because I knew they were going to milk it the way they did. But now, 2 years away from it, there are, I think, even average, even keel Americans going, I don't fully buy this whole worst attack on a democracy since the Civil War. It's like they're doubling down on just the over-the-top nature of these
things. They didn't milk it. They created it.
Yeah, I don't think
they set it up with the camera crews rolling, knowing what clips to grab and to run on repeat, and then fully produce the footage with a Hollywood producer, fed that to their news outlets, and just ran it over and over and over with the worst threat to our democracy and all that other stuff. The whole thing was a giant created photo op. The Buffalo guy was being led around by Capitol Police and let, you know, unlocked doors opened. We saw, you know, even before this footage came out, we saw, you know, shortly a few days after it happened, that Capitol Police were moving barriers and waving people in and letting them in. And so
walking them around inside.
The whole thing smelled to high heaven. I was guilty of wrongthink the day that it happened because there was just I have felt deeply in my bones that the election was stolen. I just do. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. But I really, really believe that. I thought there was opportunities for us to make it right, for things to be done. Those things didn't, you know, get made right. On top of just all the way that all of our representatives and senators and everything else have just completely sold us up the river, you know, sold us out, and served themselves and lined their pockets rather than fulfilling their role and their duty, instead of doing that. And so when all of a sudden they're put in a position and they're like, oh God,
right.
You know, I didn't want anything bad to happen to them, but there was a part of me that was like, well, you know, I mean, you guys have a very serious job, and you've completely abdicated.
Well, and you got
consequences.
And there's a certain trick that, you know, it's like when somebody says, you know, the kids at an early age getting hormone therapy and sex change operations. That's just like, you know, marching over the Edmund Pettus Bridge. I'm like, no, it's not the same thing. And the reason you got to bring up Edmund Pettus is because it's not the same thing. You want the moral superiority, so to speak, of that moment, or you want the drama of 9/11, Pearl Harbor, Civil War. But it's not that thing. It's why you're standing on that instead of giving all the facts and all the particulars. It's really a miserable way of going about this. It's one thing if somebody has a great point and place to stand and they fight and Americans fight it out and we figure out the system. But when you're constantly harkening back to your forefathers and you ain't them. Like, you got to make your own accomplishments is kind of where I'm at.
Well, and imagine if you were one of the people that marched across the Edmund Pettus Bridge and had the crap kicked out of you by state troopers and beaten up by German shepherds and did this for a righteous cause, and then they're like, cutting off kids' genitals is the same.
Could you imagine? It's just not the same. And, you know, there's some folks for political reasons that go along with it, but it's just frustrating. Let's go to Urbanite. Hey, Urbanite.
Yeah, hi, good to have you on noon.
Yes, sir.
When I'm awake. Hey, here's the question. What's the odds of you getting Tucker Carlson on an interview?
Probably low, but, I'll show my hand here. My plan in the next few months is to set up kind of a home studio. To where if need be, I could broadcast from there, but I like coming into this studio. But more so where I could do a long-form sit-down conversation podcast. And that's where I would just be like, hey, could I get Tucker Carlson maybe one afternoon? So that would probably be the way to get somebody like that.
Well, I said all of that to say this. I think we all knew he had to know his comrades would attack him.
Oh, yeah.
But I fought him in not doing a comparison contrast with the videotape he got versus the media presentation that the Democrats presented, like you were talking about the Buffalo guy. If he had just showed that tape alongside the tape with the guy sitting in Nancy's office with his feet up, you know, if he just composed the tape the way the other guy composed the tape, I think we'd have better conversations right now.
Meet the drama with drama, essentially?
Exactly.
Oh.
I mean, just the idea that the guy was able to walk around with an escort, and then it's not that BS they created saying that's how they de-escalated. Have you noticed that term lately? They de-escalated the violence by doing the escort?
Right,
yeah,
right.
And you know that to be the hogwash that it is. Because most people are so gullible, it's sad to say, most people believe it when they say they were de-escalating.
Not too many cops are good at de-escalating. I've seen de-escalations go a lot differently.
And I also fought Trump for allowing the riot, not the riot, but to having the rally the same day he knew he had to pull a very intricate maneuver in the House like that. I mean, he needed to have that environment as calm and as academic as you could because I don't think he understands that. That if the environment had been like when McCarthy was being nominated for Speaker of the House, you probably could have done it all by the Constitution, and the Vice President could have challenged the result without all the hoopla. But because you staged a rally, I guess to get your Jones on, to feel loved or whatever, you ruined the environment for an academic discussion.
I remember being very frustrated that day and the next day that you didn't get to see that on the House and Senate floor. I think it could have been better.
It's outlined in the Constitution. If you could read the Constitution, that whole process is outlined where if there's an issue with the state electoral bid, you can say something about it. But you can't do it in an environment of chaos.
Right. Well, I appreciate it, Urbanite. I got to run, man.
No problem.
Thanks.
See you, bud.
272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by, XI Repair. And over there at XI Repair, Jonathan Strange and his team can help you with those smartphone problems you might have. Cracked screen, water damage, maybe a speaker blown out.
That happens, Joey.
What you get for listening to your loud rock and rolling music.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe drop it in the toilet.
Oof. Or this time of year, you could drop it in the pool.
Could drop it if somebody pushes you in the lake.
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah, it really does. Or maybe you have too much fun on that pontoon boat.
It happens. Let me go ahead and tell you, though. If it falls in the lake and it's over 10 feet deep, I'm not going to get your phone today.
Okay, fair enough. I'll wear a tether.
There you go.
Yeah, you know, like a child or something. But no, they really can fix pretty much all smartphone problems. You know, battery not holding a charge. They can also custom build you a PC or work on your computer if you have an issue. They have data recovery services, so if you accidentally deleted something or somebody intentionally deletes something that you want back, well, they can recover that information for you. They can also sell you brand new smartphones. They do it all there at XI Repair. So you can actually start a job online at xirepair.com or just give them a call at 777-1234. That's 777-1234. And be sure to tell them that you heard about them here on News and Views with Joey and Eddie. I believe we'll have Michael Cohen when we come on the other side of this break. So stay tuned.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Yes! Hey, Jim, everything okay? Did you see that catch?
No. Yeah, I'm happy about the touchdown. Just things are kind of off with me and Tiffany.
Hey, what's going on?
It's a little embarrassing, but I'm not making it happen in the bedroom. I don't know what's going on with me. And now Tiffany's upset. She thinks I'm not attracted to her anymore.
Hey, I had the same problem. But man, I found a secret.
Oh, yeah?
I started going to Montgomery Men's Health for treatments, and boom, our sex life improved. Plus, I started taking testosterone, and I've got loads more energy.
Tell me more. Maybe it'll work for me.
The people at Montgomery Men's Health are low testosterone and ED specialists. They have multiple treatment options to fit your situation. It definitely helped me. And I got to tell you, now I can go the distance every time. Heather says I'm better than ever.
Hey, I'm in. What's their contact info?
You can book appointments online or just give them a call.
Great. Thanks, man. Hey, could you move away from the TV? You can't see.
Your first visit to Montgomery Men's Health is only $99. Book your appointment today. Call 334-440-3663 or book online at montgomerymenshealth.com.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
The River Region's first and only News Talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back. And as promised on the line, we have Michael Cohen from Cohen's Electronics and Appliances. Hey, Michael, how are you this afternoon?
Hey, Joey.
Good to have you on. And it's not Friday. It's really weirding me out because Brian Dawson's sitting right across from me, and he's one of a very happy Cohen's customers, I believe.
Yeah. Michael will remember me coming in and talking to him, but I'll kind of tee up the whole situation of why I heard about them on Blue Water. Had, you know, bought appliances at the big box stores. I've gone to Home Depot and Lowe's, and then when something goes wrong, and if I buy something, it's going to go wrong. I don't know. This is just punishment for previous sins, maybe. I don't know. But something always goes wrong, and I would be on a hold line with some guy from the poon job that's like, hello, my name is Peter. I'm here to help with your thing. And I got no help whatsoever. And, you know, heard about Cohen's and came in, and the entire buying experience was phenomenal. Was walked through, you know, what to get, what not to get, and all these other things. And I will say they recommended I go with the Speed Queen, and I chose to go with a different one. And that different one, lo and behold, some stuff ended up going wrong with it. And the reason I went to Cohen's is because I knew that they would help me when something went wrong. And something really went wrong with that particular one, and you can't help that, right? But right. What you can do is what they did, and their service technicians are dedicated, right? They come out, my kids got to know them because they had to come out several times, right? And they're just wonderful people, fixed it, you know, worked after it, got after it, and they came out there. It was always a pleasant experience, and finally got everything taken care of for me, and it's... I can't recommend enough people. Like, that is the reason that you shop local, support local business, yeah. But also, they have dedicated technicians that can come out and fix things when they go wrong, and oftentimes things go wrong. So can't speak highly enough about Michael and them over at Cohen's.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for the kind words. But to me, this is real life of, you know, sometimes everything goes wrong. And you know, you bought a good product, and the product had a problem, and we had to jump through hoops with the manufacturer, and we finally, you know, thank goodness that you and your wife were patient, but we finally got it replaced from the manufacturer, only to have another issue, and then you were able to get up to the Speed Queen, but it you know, we do want to try and do everything that we can to take care of you, and you know, and then in this instance everything works out right, but you know, anyway it's frustrating on our end because we have these procedures that we have to go through and hoops that we have to jump through, but we do keep fighting for you as the customer to get your issues remedied.
Yeah. And if it wasn't for you guys, wouldn't have happened. I couldn't do what you guys did. You guys right. did it. You were there. You were friendly the entire time. You served our socks off. It was for being something that's not fun, an appliance breaking. I have 7 kids and we have a washing machine, right? That was not fun, but you guys made it as pleasant as possible. And then we went through, jumped through all the hoops. And then now we have a Speed Queen. And my wife is the happiest woman alive because she has the Speed Queen. So, yeah, it's awesome experience.
Well, and Michael, I think this is why Cohen's is a 60 plus year institution. Here in Montgomery, and of course I'm looking at thinkcohens.com. I was actually like measuring my living room, how big of a TV can I get in here, brother? Like, so I'll be stopping by soon, but whether it's appliances or home entertainment, TVs, audio fixtures, even seating, they've got it all there at Cohen's Electronics and Appliances. How else can folks get in touch with you?
Well, I don't know, Joey, how can they?
What is it, 277-8890?
Very good. And they can come see us at 2515 Eastern Bypass. We're here 9 to 6, Monday through Friday, 9 to 4 on Saturday. And then I think we also have a web presence too, right, Joey?
Yeah, thinkcohens.com.
Look at you.
I'm looking at it right now. Well,
all right.
Appreciate you, Michael.
Thank y'all. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you, Michael.
Yeah, great having our sponsors. I'm so grateful for our sponsors following us in this time change. And it is local small business that makes local talk radio work, like yep. this show. And, well, we really appreciate y'all from the bottom of our hearts. And, you know, it's good doing business with good folks.
Mm-hmm.
Final hour of news and views from noon to 3.
By.
It has flown by.
Wow.